for the beautiful summer day here in Port Huron. Even nicer in Marysville. And I say that because the Marysville city manager is with us right now, Randy Fernandez. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Thanks again for having us down there to do our Friday morning show about a month ago. That was a lot of fun. And I think we'll come back for Hot Wheels weekend. That's coming up at the end of August.
So you love to have you. Love to have you.
Got a lot going on. And you're really sprucing things up in your parks, aren't you?
We are. You know, Marysville is a great park system. Right now, as an example, in Marysville Park, due to the Community Foundation, they gave us money, and we've resurfaced the two tennis courts in Marysville Park, and one is now a pickleball court only, and then the other one is a multi-purpose court, which could be used for tennis and or pickleball. Just last week, we restriped and repaved about 60% of Marysville Park. It just looks amazing. It's a wow factor when you see the the new black asphalt and the new yellow striping. And Mayor Dan Damon and council allowed the city, at Monday night's council meeting, they allocated more funds to complete that project, to go all the way to River Road, to extend parking by Ellis Playground and also by the splash pad. And basically, I talked to you before the show, Paul. There was an article in the Michigan Municipal Review last month, Livable to Lovable. And really, these extra amenities really make something lovable, or basically going the extra mile to get that wow factor. Mm-hmm. And this was also part of a project that Detroit Edison, about, I don't know why, but years ago, six poles were put into the parking spaces down in the lower bowl of Marysville Park. And Steve Camadoy and others helped remove those at no charge to the city of Marysville. And that accentuated the project and added some more parking down there. So, you know, with the improvements we made a couple years ago in the Little League fields and also with our rec center,
right,
we've probably got over $1 million now into Marysville Park. Mermaid Park, Enbridge wants to help us redevelop that park. They've allocated over $100,000. The city's chipping in some money there. That'll start soon. And then we've also now have a multi-purpose court in Morton Park, new playground equipment in Morton Park, and they just resurfaced the basketball court in Morton Park. So a lot going on from a recreational standpoint, but if you know Marysville, you know, they're there because of quality of life. They're there because of the amenities that we have. And one of those amenities is our park system. I've also failed to mention that I remember over a year ago when there was talk back in the Times Herald, someone had put out, does anybody have any horseshoe pits? We have two beautiful horseshoe pits now right in front of our pickleball and tennis courts there. So we encourage anyone that wants to play horseshoes to come on out. And we've got a new bike program where you can rent a bike for next to nothing and drive it through our bike trails and that. And
neat.
All we ask is you bring it back. So, you know, Marysville's big on recreation. It's always been big on recreation.
Yeah.
We'll continue to be big on recreation. So it's really leaving, I think, a legacy for the current mayor for what he's done with the new city hall that's we're going to cut the ribbon in October. So, a few of the projects we have going on.
One of the other projects you've got going on is some work that you're doing with the Port Huron Museum. You've basically taken everything out of the Marysville Museum, and you're having the folks at Port Huron to kind of comb through that. Explain that partnership.
Well, it is a partnership. We've, due to circumstances beyond our control, the Marysville Museum needs a lot of work, probably about $100,000. So to preserve those artifacts, we've took them out. We've trailered most of them, and we're going to exhibit some of those in the new City Hall. We already have a Will St. Clair car in the new City Hall. So when we cut the ribbon, that's in the lobby, people, that's the first thing that they'll see. We want to put other artifacts there, but we really need someone to catalog those and to see really what we have. You know, we have a lot of great things that we want to display, and we have some other things that maybe probably should never have been put in the museum. And that's what a number of people at the Port Huron Museum are helping us with. We also hope later this year to have an open house at the Port Huron Museum for Marysville residents and others regarding just specifically artifacts that symbolize the heritage of Marysville. As you know, Paul, next year Marysville turns 100, so that's our centennial. We have a few things in the works for that. So it's time that we display. And even though they were displayed in the Marysville Museum, it was only open when someone cared to call and make an appointment. So we're trying to do something with Marysville City Hall that, you know, since we're open Monday through Friday, right, that anybody that comes in can see at least one or two or, you know, 20 or 30 things, yeah, anyway. So we hope to get there.
A couple other things just in looking over the agenda from the Monday Marysville City Council meeting. New traffic signal going in at Huron in Michigan.
That's something that's very much needed. It's right in front of the high school. Every winter, due to the wet weather and the snow, it seems to go out at least every other week. And it just, there's been accidents there because of it. You know, people should treat it as a four-way stop. Sometimes you forget that. And even if all four of us are stopped, who goes first? Who's on second, so yep, to speak? Who goes third? It's almost as bad as a roundabout. And then we have to, you know, have our police force over there directing traffic, and it's a cluster. I mean, mm-hmm, it really is. So through the Scotts Committee, they gave us some money toward the project. Unfortunately, it won't be ready by school in early September, but we're hoping by the 1st of November that there's a new traffic light there, and we're going to do something with the sidewalks and the traffic, the whole traffic system, mm-hmm, per se, at the corner of Huron and Michigan. So it's something that traffic light's probably 40, 50 years old.
Yeah, so it's time. And then one other thing, an ordinance regarding handbills, without getting into real specifics, a lot of residents, not just in Marysville, I think all over the area, they get tired of getting these, advertising supplements thrown into their yard or into their mailbox that they don't want. They can cause a nuisance, can't they?
I think you use the word nuisance. It's really a nuisance ordinance. You know, when I was a paper boy years ago, right, you weren't supposed to fling it
right
in your driveway or in your bushes or on your roof or in the road. It was supposed to be, if I was doing my job properly, I would set the newspaper. I might fling it, but hopefully it landed right on your front
yeah,
door.
It's all in the wrist.
On your front door.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of these things are mm-hmm, are being thrown in places where they really shouldn't be. And it almost constitutes either a nuisance or blight.
Mm-hmm.
So other cities, such as Marine City, has addressed this. And we're addressing it now.
Oh, good. Yeah, especially the winter, it becomes a problem because they get lodged in snowbanks, and then it melts, and it creates a mess. And you don't want a mess in Marysville because you've been working really hard to keep things look nice.
Well, that's the thing, especially they're all over, and then the wind blows,
yeah,
and then I get the whole neighborhood's bills happen to
yeah,
blow into my yard.
Right.
So instead of getting one in my yard, which maybe I'll tolerate, I've got 10 or 12, yeah, which I will not tolerate.
Right.
So, you know, we want to work with those companies. They're disseminating information that they want our residents to have. We want to have that, but again, if it's going to create blight, if it's going to create a nuisance, then we're yep, going to control it.
Yeah, very good. Boy, it's been a busy summer in Marysville. You've had business openings. I know A&W opened a week or two ago, and that place has been busy nonstop, hasn't it?
Well, the first three times I went, I was there for the opening,
uh-huh,
but when I personally went to buy something three times, the line was still out on Gratiot, so I decided to pass. But you know, it's great. It's a destination. There
yeah,
aren't a lot around. That's
well,
what
that's
I like about
yeah,
A&W.
Exactly,
it's,
yeah,
it's bringing people into our area. I think when you get that, you know, it's next to McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and Tim Hortons. So it's a cluster effect,
mm-hmm,
and you know, kind of like wherever a Lowe's goes, a Home Depot goes,
right,
and things
sure,
like that. So it brings people there. Yesterday, Seasoned Pitmasters had an opening. It's a takeout barbecue place on Huron Avenue. So we'll take as many as we get. You know, we want them all to prosper. You know, you bring them in, and then a year or two later, if somebody closes, I know I personally feel bad about that. But, you know, with the Fieldhouse Grill and yeah. Season Pitmasters and A&W and a few others, I apologize that don't come to mind right now. It just helps the community, gives us and our visitors more choices.
Yep, good stuff. Randy, we appreciate the update. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for your time, Paul.
The city manager of Marysville, Randy Fernandez, with us on WPHM.